From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The House easily passed a bipartisan budget agreement that will finance the government the next 2 years and cut the deficit by $23 billion over the next decade. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, the measure got the full backing of House leaders despite harsh criticism from conservatives.
The deal reverses many of the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester that were scheduled to get worse next month. And that's why conservative groups have been bashing the plan all week. They wanted sequester-level spending. The plan also didn't come close to getting cuts to entitlement spending for Republicans or closing tax loopholes for Democrats. But Republican Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, who helped craft the bargain, says everyone had to give something up.
That's the nature of compromise. In a divided government, you don't get everything you want. But I think this bill is a firm step in the right direction. It's not perfect. It's a start.
The Senate plans to take up the legislation next week. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
While Obama administration officials are touting improvements in the government's healthcare.gov website, it appears enough difficulties remain that a coverage deadline for one key group is being extended. During a conference call today with reporters, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announcing the extension.
We don't want these folks to experience a coverage gap. So their PCIP benefits will continue to be available for an additional month.
Sebelius referring to the so-called pre-existing condition insurance plan was supposed to disappear January 1st, since under the new health care law, insurers will no longer be able to turn away patients with health issues, but some people had problems enrolling in new health care plans online. North Korea's official news agency is reporting today the uncle of the country's leader has been executed after a military tribunal found him guilty of trying to overthrow the state. Report comes just days after it was announced that Jang Song-taek, who had served as mentor of Kim Jong-un, had been removed from all posts amid allegations of corruption, including drug use, gambling, and womanizing. Jang was widely considered to be the second most powerful official in North Korea. Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.7% last month. NPR's Shinari Glinton reports not all retailers benefited, though.
Department stores didn't do so well in November, and gas stations took a hit, but sales of furniture and appliances were up. Jack Kleinens is with the National Retail Federation. He says that's a sign of the spillover effect of an improving housing market.
People are making investments in their homes and home improvements, largely a reflection of rising prices in their homes and certainly the wealth effect that we've been seeing for the last year and a half or so in the housing market.
In addition to furniture, electronics were up, boosted by sales of the new Xbox and new iPhone, and November retail numbers were also solidified by strong sales in cars and trucks. Sonari Glenton, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 104 points to 15,739. The S&P 500 lost 6 points. The Nasdaq fell 5 points. You're listening to NPR. A Montana judge has accepted a guilty plea from Jordan Graham. Graham is the woman accused of pushing her husband to his death just days after their marriage. Prosecutors contend that 22-year-old Graham pushed her 25-year-old husband, Cody Johnson, off a steep cliff at Glacier National Park because she was having second thoughts about the marriage. Graham pleaded guilty to charges of second-degree murder as a jury was set to hear closing arguments in her trial. She'll face a maximum of life in prison. Facebook-owned photo service Instagram unveiled a new feature today that lets its users send images and messages privately. As NPR's Laura Seidel explains, analysts say it's a catch-up move for the service.
The new feature called Instagram Direct lets users send a photo or video to a single person or up to 15 people. The Instagram app traditionally lets users take and share photos with a wide group of followers. The app is prized for its variety of special effects filters to color the photos. Facebook purchased Instagram for $1 billion last year. The new feature comes as Facebook and Instagram face growing competition from companies such as WhatsApp and Snapchat that already let users share content with limited groups. In October, Facebook reported that it was seeing a decline in daily use by younger teenagers in the U.S. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
If you think the vehicles on American roadways just keep getting more fuel efficient, well, you're right. That's based on the latest mileage figures from the U.S. government. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, which tracks fuel efficiency, new U.S. cars and trucks sold last year averaged 23.6 miles per gallon, a new record. Mazda was the manufacturer with the best overall fuel efficiency, just over 27 miles per gallon. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.